Hi, I'm Penny Mallory and welcome to Success in 6 Minutes. These short podcasts, they're usually around 6 minutes, are designed to get you thinking about doing things differently and then actually doing things differently so that you can achieve the success you desire. You're very welcome to give me any feedback or ideas. You'll find me on Instagram, mallory.penny, or through my website, pennymallory.co.uk. So this episode is, what is your why? You know, it's all very well knowing what you want and how you might go about getting it. But I think the key is to understand why you want it. So what is your why? What are you hoping to achieve by getting to your goal, whatever it is that you want? Do you want to win awards maybe, receive accolades or feel an enhanced level of appreciation, maybe more recognition from your peers or your mates? Are you driven by ego or achieving a level of mastery at what you do? I think it's important to think hard about why you're doing this. What is your why? Starting with the why creates clarity. It reverses your thinking. If you don't know why you're doing it, then you haven't understood the point of doing it. So your dedication and your focus could evaporate without having that real understanding and commitment of why you are doing this. When you know why you're doing this, you'll be able to hold yourself accountable. Your principles and your values will be in line with what you're doing and why. You'll be consistent, you'll be authentic, and you'll truly believe in what you are striving for. And when you believe in what you're doing, you feel inspired to take action. Inspiration leads to action. Success, as far as I believe, begins in the form of an intense desire, intense passion to achieve something. When I look back and think about when I first sat in a rally car all those years ago, I can remember bursting with passion to drive. All I wanted to do was eat, sleep, talk, and drive rally cars. I was the dullest person on earth. I was obsessed for 12 years and the feeling never dipped, not once. I loved it and I wanted it like nothing else. So for me, it was easy to put in the hard yards to make it happen year after year. It was a no-brainer for me. Intense years of hard work gave me the success I craved. And having a really clear understanding of what you want and why you want it can be a really powerful force. Even when the odds are really stacked against you, as they were with me, you have clarity and that gives you the strength to face adversity. The true winners in life are the people who persist when times are tough. When it seems the whole world is blocking their path, they persist. The question is, how do you keep moving forward when the odds seem to be stacked against you? For me, the first step is to realize that you're going to be in exactly the same situation that every person who has ever accomplished anything will find themselves. No one's path is easy. Life isn't easy. We move every day, don't we, from one problem or issue to another. It's normal. Life without obstacles isn't a reality. And I'll go as far as to guarantee that the wealthy business tycoon was once broke and inexperienced, that the gold medal winner was once slow and clumsy, and the amazing stage performer was once in a low-budget show forgetting their lines. And another great example of beating adversity, of course, was Leicester City winning the Premiership back in the 2015-16 season. In fact, the odds were 5,000 to 1. The bookies had finding Elvis alive and the Loch Ness Monster being discovered among the things more likely to happen that year. So Leicester City actually winning the Premiership was one of the most brilliant and unlikely sporting triumphs ever seen. Another example, back in the 1990s when Marshall Mathers, Eminem, was a skinny, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white kid living in Detroit, which is one of America's toughest cities. I mean, there was no statistical possibility of him becoming one of the world's most successful and wealthy rappers. You know, I could go on and on and on, giving you examples of ordinary people who did extraordinary things, quoting incredible, unlikely success stories, but they all share a few important criteria. They all had a big dream, a clear goal. They had a deep, intense desire to make it happen, passion. They had get up and go again ability, resilience. Think about the why behind your goal. I want you to genuinely ask yourself what you're hoping it will deliver for you. Because I can bet it's really about a feeling or an emotion or an internal state that you're actually seeking. So for example, take a person who has a goal to take over and run the company. They might believe that power and status will bring them happiness, security, fulfillment, attention, popularity, and the partner of their dreams. In this instance, their what is status, but their why is happiness. 6 months later, they've achieved their initial goal, but they're no happier, no more secure, no more confident, no more fulfilled. And in keeping with their miserable state, they've failed to attract their dream partner. After all, who wants to be with someone who's miserable? It's a very lonely and isolating place sat at the top of a big tree. So this person achieved their practical goal, but still failed to meet their emotional needs. So they set a goal to double the turnover of their business and then triple it, with a destructive and erroneous belief that if they can build a company big enough, they'll find their own personal nirvana. And we all know how that story ends. The sooner you begin to explore, identify, and understand what really motivates you towards certain achievements, acquisitions, outcomes, call it what you will, you'll begin moving towards a greater consciousness and self-awareness. The sooner you'll make better decisions for your life, set emotionally intelligent goals, and experience more fulfillment and less frustration. So write down your goal, and now write down what you will feel when you've achieved it. What is it about this feeling that gives you a tick in the box? What is this goal all about? What is it you're really trying to achieve? That is your why. For more information about my keynotes, workshops, and coaching, take a look at my website, pennymallory.co.uk, or Instagram, mallory.penny.